Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we will be talking about energy, your energy, the energy that you have that you direct onto many things throughout the day, specific things, non-specific things, and where are we directing our energy? Where are you directing your energy? And this is something that we really need to explore and expose, because many of us are not aware of where our energy is going. Many of us are not aware of what is sapping our energy from us. Many of us are unaware that we are actually sapping our energy. We don't realize that people are taking our energy. We don't realize that we are giving our energy freely, sometimes in the right directions or in the correct directions or in the healthy directions, and sometimes in the not so healthy directions. So we need to analyze that and see that in today's show. And this is going to be real help, a real eye-opener for any of you who have been going through some situations lately. So if you've gone through a negative or are still experiencing a negative family situation, if you're still experiencing or going through a negative family situation or a negative work or boss situation that seems to be consistent and taking over a lot of your mind share, maybe you recently had a fight with your spouse or significant other and that might have stressed you out, or you seem to pontificate on that and that seems to be taking up a lot of your mind share. Definitely something to think about and to look at. Perhaps you went through a recent breakup, and that breakup is literally on your mind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Maybe somebody recently ghosted you or cut you out of their life, or maybe you had to do that to somebody, unfortunately, and you feel bad about that situation, and that's also playing a role and really playing with your mind and playing with your emotions. And so today's show, we're going to talk about energy direction, how to direct that energy in a powerful way, but also how to know when we're not directing it in a powerful way, how to know the symptoms and the signs when we're not doing what we need to do, when we're actually basically taking our energy and to some degree throwing it away or focusing it on the wrong things. And I've realized that when you begin to focus your energy on the things that are not helping you, the things that are not benefiting you, the situations that are holding you back, perhaps the things that you can't control, perhaps the things that are just not working out, that energy gets lost. That energy gets sucked out. And what happens is we lose that energy and we don't are not able to focus on what we need to focus on. And so that's definitely something that we want to talk about in today's show. We definitely want to explore that, because that exploration in and of itself is so powerful, and it's going to really help us to get an edge. It's going to help you to be better in your career and your life with your kids, with your dreams, with everything that you have going on. If it's a purpose that you're wanting to pursue, if it's a career that you're wanting to pursue, if it's just the current life situation that you're in and you want to make it better, if it's just working on yourself, this is going to really help you. This is going to really help you to get to where you need to go. This is going to help you to get to where you need to go, to be that person, and to get that and harness that energy so that you can be where you need to be at, focusing on what you need to focus on, focus on what you can deal with, the things that are going your way. And if something is a problem or something is an issue, we can work on that. It's not like we're avoiding it or ignoring it. We're just putting it in the proper perspective. Because what happens for many of us, you know, we get to that point. Many of us are coming from more of a codependent standpoint, because I know who's listening to my shows and I understand it. I'm still in recovery. I'm a recovering codependent. And I understand these things. And it's painful, because you really care about others. You're really there for others. You really want the best for others. And you really want to help everybody. And in that process, things are working, some things are not. But one of the biggest caveats is that it can really, really, really weigh on you. And when these types of things are weighing on you, it can be really stressful. When these types of things are weighing on you, that energy, it just kind of just gets sucked out of the room, and it gets sucked out from you, and you begin to feel certain ways. So let's talk about the symptoms and the signs of when you're not directing your energy in a properly healthy manner and really looking at things in a different way. And we got to really think about this because this is some powerful stuff. We really have to look at it because the energy is so important. And what are those symptoms and how are we directing it? So the first thing that I want to bring up is that you may feel extremely drained. Okay, so if you're focusing your energy on something that is an issue, a problem, a situation, something that you haven't been able to find solution, the brain is constantly looking for a solution. The brain is constantly looking for a solution. That's what a brain does. A brain is a problem solver. And see, that's where we get into the thick of it, is that a lot of times we're constantly using our brain, but we don't realize that the brain is only needed and necessary when there's a problem. Okay, and so a lot of times we're constantly in our heads trying to focus on something, or some of us might be making problems out of things that aren't necessarily problems, and some of us probably do need to focus on some of the issues, but sometimes when you beat it up and keep focusing and focusing, you lose sight. It's like reading the same sentence over and over again or looking at it on a computer, it begins to look strange. The words begin to look strange. The words almost look as if they're not even spelled right anymore because you're looking at it so long that it doesn't make any more sense. And so definitely want to think about that, because when we got something that's so close and we're in it so much and it's so deep and it's so impacting on our brain and so all this stuff, we got to take a step back. So are you drained? You know, and that's a big one. Are you drained? And if you're drained right now, this is, I mean, like you're just depleted of energy. You feel super tired. You feel weak. You feel beaten up. You feel stressed out. All these things are things that we got to really focus on, because these are the indications that we need to be making some changes. And so you're here in the right place. We don't just talk about the problems. We talk about the solution here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Also, check out, don't forget, YouTube. So we've been putting up new YouTube videos every week. We just got a new video up on YouTube today. Also, you know, check out all the other social medias. If you go to Facebook, you can go to Ashley Burgess. You can check out on Instagram as well, Ashley Burgess, and TikTok. So we're out on TikTok as well. And so, yeah, just check us out, but on YouTube or on the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. Okay. So going back to the concept of being drained, this is definitely a symptom of us using our energy in probably not the correct proper channels or ways or direction. What I've realized is, let's say that I was talking to a client yesterday and they're in the middle of a family issue. And it has literally been taking up their mind share. And the issue has been going on for quite some time. And so every day is another issue. Every day is another drama point. And it's constantly processing the latest situation, also enduring life stressors. This person also has children and the stressors with the children, the significant other stressors who's also got a health condition, and some other things that are happening all at the same time. And they're feeling super drained. And one of the biggest things about the family dynamic issue is it's something that other people need to step up to the plate to also help create solution. And so from my perspective looking in, you know, as this person's life coach, I was able to sit there and say, okay, this person needs to step up to the plate who happens to be this person in your life. This person needs to do this. And then you need to meet with these people and figure out how to create this solution. Because right now you're trying to figure out solution, but you don't have everything you need to create solution. A lot of times that's an issue, is that we take on a problem, right? We take on a problem, we take on an issue, but it's not only our issue to solve. So it's not just our issue to solve. Okay, it's other people. So it's not just your issue. And so if you understand that, that's a big deal, because there's others involved. You know, even if you're married, you know, the other involved is your spouse. If you're married and you have children, the other is involved is your spouse and your children. You know, if you're dating somebody and, you know, you're dealing with some issues, or y'all are trying to figure out how to, you know, take the relationship to the next level, but maybe you have some family static. Maybe you have, one of the parents is not happy with the relationship. Maybe you're dealing with an ex of theirs that is challenging and bringing a problem situation. Maybe the children are not happy that you are going to be in this relationship. And so all these subject matters must be tackled. But remember, let's say, for example, if your children are unhappy that you're getting remarried, okay, or you're entering into another relationship, we have to first communicate with the children separately, figure out their situation, but we can't solve the problem for them. And that's what gets interesting, is that you can't own this on your own. So if you're feeling drained, we really need to look at that. The other indication that takes a step further from drained is pain. So are you feeling and experiencing pain? What kind of pain? Is it, you know, is it physical pain? Is it mental anguish? You know, when I think about pain, I think about, you know, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches, nausea. Nausea is a big one too. So if you're nauseous, if you have nausea, if you can't eat, I mean, all if you're overeating. So some of you can't eat, and others of you overeat. Maybe you're over drinking. Maybe you're drinking too much alcohol to offset the stress and the anxiety in your life. All these things. But pain is a big one. If you are feeling pain, especially in areas that you haven't had pain in before, or in areas that you have had pain in before, but the pain had gone away and now the pain's come back, this is something that we really need to look at. This is something that we need to pay attention to, because that pain is the stress that you're internalizing coming out physical form. The pain is the stress that you're internalizing coming out in physical form. And that's a big one. That's a big, big red flag. When pain shows up in physical form, that is a big red flag. And that is what a lot of y'all are dealing with. I had a client years ago who had gone through multiple back surgeries. And I said, you know, I think some of this is kind of emotional. I think some of this is situational. I think some of this is the stress and anxiety and the burden that you've taken on dealing with this person in your life. And eventually when they were able to leave the situation, the pain began to go away. Now, not all of it, but a large percentage of it did. And so I want you to begin to think about that. Are you having pains right now that weren't there before? Are you having back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, headaches? You know, if these things are new and you're dealing with a stressful situation, this is a real telltale sign that your energy that you're directing toward this situation, there's so much of it, the energy, but the problem is we're not coming up with solution, so the stress level is certainly high. And I find that the more and more energy that we send to a problem that doesn't get solved, the more and more problems that we have, because we're sending this energy and it's kind of stifled. It's kind of stuck. And, you know, the universal energy laws don't know what to do because nothing's coming out a solution on the other side. And all you can do is kind of push forward. But if we continue to push that energy, we're going to have some issues, not only internalization of these issues, but also physicalities, physical issues that we're dealing with as well. Stay tuned. I want to talk more about the symptoms of not directing our energy properly. And then I'm going to give you ways of how to really change the situation, change the energy, move the energy, and properly move it to where it needs to go. And in the process, you will be feeling a lot better. This is going to go a long way for any of you that are going through this pain and suffering right now. We're going to find solution today, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we will be talking about energy, your energy, the energy that you have that you direct onto many things throughout the day, specific things, non-specific things, and where are we directing our energy? Where are you directing your energy? And this is something that we really need to explore and expose, because many of us are not aware of where our energy is going. Many of us are not aware of what is sapping our energy from us. Many of us are unaware that we are actually sapping our energy. We don't realize that people are taking our energy. We don't realize that we are giving our energy freely, sometimes in the right directions or in the correct directions or in the healthy directions, and sometimes in the not so healthy directions. So we need to analyze that and see that in today's show. And this is going to be real help, a real eye-opener for any of you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing energy, how to direct your energy properly. Many of us are focusing on things that are not helping us. They're not aiding our life. They're actually taking away from your energy, taking away from your happiness, from your quality of life, from your joy. Sapping the energy right out of you. And some of us realize it's happening, and some of us don't. And some of us might not even want to realize how bad the situation has become, because we just don't want to see it in Technicolor. And this is something that we really need to think about. This is something we need to analyze, because energy is important. The way we send our energy directly relates to what we have our energy on, directly relates to what comes into our life or what just doesn't. You know, when you hear about manifestation, you know, it's about, you know, manifesting something happening. It's about putting the energy in the right place for it to happen. And sometimes we might be misplacing our energy in a problem or a negative situation that needs a solution, but we keep banging our head against the proverbial energy wall and nothing's happening. And so right before the break, I had been talking about the symptoms of when we are not directing our energy properly. And this is something that many of us are dealing with, okay? I just talked about feeling drained. I talked about the physical pain. So physically having pain where we take the emotional and mental stress and it comes out in a physical form. Another indication that we are directing our energy in a non-proper way is injuries. Many of us are going through injuries. You have an injury. You know, we have to be really careful because when we're misdirecting our energy and our energy is focusing on something that's taking up a lot of our mind share, you can get injured because you're not focusing on you. You're not focusing on what needs to be focused on. You're racing through life or you're focusing on that. You're not watching where you're walking. You're not watching where you are. And so you can get injured. You could fall. You could trip. You could hurt yourself. And that's happened to a lot of people. I've also talked to many clients who have been in auto accidents or even bike accidents because they weren't paying attention because their mind was so wrapped up with the negative situation that they were dealing with. And, you know, these situations could be anything from a fight with a spouse or a negative work situation where you're in a negative, maybe negative environment at work, whether it's with a boss or coworker and it's constant and it's just grating on you. It could be a negative family situation. It could be ghosting. You know, maybe somebody ghosted you, or left your life or, you know, jumped to conclusions or, you know, whatever that may be a long-term friendship. Or maybe even a recent breakup, you know, also sometimes we can super focus on, you know, the death of a loved one. And yes, we do need to focus on some of these things. We need to find solutions, but sometimes we get to a point where we're super focused on it so much that we lose sight of the other things in our life. And you know, so those auto accidents, those bike accidents, you know, just the walking and falling accidents, a lot of people, you know, it happens because that their energy is not focused. And it's sure not focused on what's happening at the time. I've also spoken with clients that say that they feel spaced out. You know, they feel like they have brain fog. That brain fog is a big deal. The brain fog. And that brain fog is something, you know, that we have to think about too. That brain fog. And that brain fog happens a lot. Feeling spaced out, having that brain fog, because we have so much energy going to something. It's literally in our frontal lobe. We're focusing. We can't stop focusing. We're overwhelmed. There's no solution. We can't get to the solution. We get stressed out. And, you know, and ultimately we feel not aligned, right? So ultimately, if you're going through this, you're not feeling aligned. You're not feeling on purpose. You're not in the right direction. You're off center. You're not aligned. You're not focusing on what needs to be focused on. It's even hard to be mindful in the moment because you're using so much of that energy to focus on this situation. And so when I return, I'm going to offer a solution. I'm going to begin to offer a solution on how we can augment the energy direction and put ourselves in a better place to focus on what we need to focus on. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has signed off on an Independence Commission's recommendation to remove from U.S. military facilities all names, symbols, displays, monuments, and paraphernalia that honored or commemorated the Confederacy. Beginning on December 18, 2022, the Department of Defense will begin renaming assets across the country, including hundreds of streets, buildings, and other assets. U.S. warships from the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group teamed up with South Korean and Japanese destroyers to practice shooting down missiles in the Sea of Japan, a show of force following multiple launches by North Korea this week. This is USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're identifying where is our energy going, and is it going to the proper places? And many of us are focusing on things that we can't change, or we're focusing on things that don't have a necessary solution at this time. We may be focusing on a situation that the solution takes 2 people, or 3 people, or 4 people, but ultimately we do not have all the resources to make that decision, and therefore we feel stuck. And anytime we feel stuck, we feel overwhelmed, and especially if you're feeling stuck in a situation and you're directing all this energy to it, it's going to seem pretty overwhelming. It's going to seem pretty problematic. And that's what we're talking about today. And right before the break, I was talking about the symptoms of directing our energy in an improper way. And that was feeling drained, having actual physical pain. So the mental and emotional anguish and pain actually turns into physicality. The back pains, the injuries, the feeling spaced out, feeling not aligned, having that brain fog. All of those things are big. And so that's what we've been talking about. So let's talk about solution. How do we begin to figure out a solution? So it's interesting because when you think about, there's an energy map that directs our focus. And so when we were going from the backside, we're dealing with the problems and the blame, what's not working, what you don't like, and why it won't work. And it's not that this is not something that we need to address as well, but we have to be careful how often we're there and for how long we're there. You know, the front side is solution. It's to learn. It's what's working, what I like, the objective and execution plan. And these are very important things and aspects for us to understand. And by understanding these things, we can really grow and learn, because we have to figure out how to focus. We need to focus on things. We need to be able to focus our attention on something, really focus that energy to transform the situation. And so that is where we need to be at. And we first need to look at identifying what is the problem, because that can get us stuck in the minutiae in the very beginning. So first off, what is the problem? Can you understand what the problem is? Can you pinpoint what the problem itself is? What is the problem? So that's the first thing we have to look at. What is the problem in the situation? How do we see it? Can we see it changing? Can we see it augmenting? Can we see some sort of, because it's like we can sit there and look at the problem and keep looking at the problem, but unless we're willing to address the problem and figure out how to create solution, we're stuck in that backside thinking. We're stuck in that backside energy, which is going to create, again, the pain, the suffering, the anguish, all that kind of stuff. So we got to figure out, so what is the problem? So identify the problem. So if you're having a family issue, if you're having a work issue, if you're having this or that, really write that down. Get it out of your head. You want to identify the problem, and in the process, you want to get it on paper. And then, identify who's involved, and identify what part of the solution you play. Because that's a big caveat here for some of you out there. If you're part of the problem and you're just bringing it on for other people and you're just creating more havoc, why is that? Why is that? And I think a lot of times people do that because of their pain and suffering. But remember, when we look at things like that, we have to be aware that we need to be part of the solution. And if we're not, then we need to really kind of ask ourselves why we're in a situation. And we need to ask those real questions of ourselves. And, because it's interesting, because if we're not part of the solution, we really need to step back and say, okay, how can I be part of the solution? Or if I can't figure out a way to solve this, do I need to keep being in this situation? Is this situation providing anything in my life that's helping me at all? And I know some of you may say you're in situations right now that are aiding to the pain and suffering in your life. And if that's the case, is there a way to step back? I know that some of you can't. It might be a parent. It might be a child. There's lots of different levels here. It could be a spouse, significant other. But really focusing on what is the problem and how can I be of help to solve it? How can I add to the solution instead of the blame game? And that's a big deal. It's like there's blaming. Us blaming everybody in the situation is not going to help a situation. Blame does not help anything. Okay? And usually what I found out is if there's blame going on, there's blame for everybody, because everybody somehow or not is involved. Okay, so the blame. So how much blame? So we have to stop blaming others. We also have to look at ourselves. Are we blaming ourselves? Is there a reason to be blaming ourselves? Or are we just internalizing the problem, blaming ourselves because we can't find solution? Or because the other people in the situation or other people involved in the problem have also not stepped up to the plate to help with any sort of solution, and therefore you are blaming yourself for the situation. And that happens a lot. When we deal with people and we deal with situations, sometimes when something is not working and it's painful, we get in our own way, right? We get in our own way. We sit there and we blame ourselves. I've seen clients where, their significant other will be arguing and yelling and screaming, and they will internalize it on themselves. They're internalizing it because, unfortunately, this has happened so often. that they know that there's not going to ever be any solution. So instead of wanting solution or advising solution or pushing for solution, we get into the situation of internalizing it because it's the only option we have, because we can put it on ourselves. We can't put it on someone else. And so I really want you to look at that. Is there blame? Are you sharing blame? And everybody, there, you know, in every situation we have, you know, when somebody does something, you know, there is a reaction. You know, there's an action reaction. And we do have to look at it. You know, usually when a situation is taking place, you know, and there is something that we have done or not done that has aided and abetted in this situation to happen. I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes there is. And we have to really look at that too, because if we don't look at that, we can't grow and learn. If we don't look at that, we're not growing. We're actually stagnating. And then what we're doing is blaming. Now, the other side of that coin is for everybody out there that has a tendency of blaming themselves. Okay, they blame themselves, and I understand this. You blame yourself because the other person doesn't take any responsibility. And the other person is unwilling to take responsibility, unwilling to do what they need to do to step up to the plate and be who they need to be. And that is an inherent issue. That is an inherent problem, and that is something that needs to be figured out. And we need to understand and come to a solution with this to really gather and to understand where we are. And so, you know, the blame situation is something that we need to analyze and be able to understand. So what's not working? Okay, so that's another thing, is that in any of these situations, we have to ask ourselves, what's not working? Better yet, not only what's not working, but what do we want to happen? If it's not working, how would it be working? So what could happen to make a change to make this work? What could happen to make a change to get things to start working and us start feeling better about our situation? How do we get there? What do we do? And that is a very powerful and profound way to think. Okay, so, you know, what is the problem? You know, what is the problem, and what can we do to change it? You know, what's not working? Because if something's not working, so if you're in a job, and for the most part you love your job, but there's a situation, there's a certain relationship, or there's an interaction that's causing you stress and anxiety, can you pinpoint that? And then how can we make any changes in that interaction or that situation to alleviate some of this pain? Is there something, some solution that we can take to start beginning to make changes? See, this is important, because if we don't make any changes and we just stand there and let these things happen, we get really overwhelmed, we get sad, we get tired, we get angry, we get upset. We get beaten down, we get, you know, we internalize the pain, we feel overwhelmed, we feel like there's nothing we can do. You see what I'm saying? So these are the things that we really need to look at. These are the things that we need to know in our life so we can move forward in our life in a peaceful and calm manner. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. And that's something that's so powerful and resonates at that higher frequency. So let's begin to look at that as well. What's not working? Because once we know what's not working, we can start looking at what is working, but we can also get a roadmap. I have many clients that come to me because they have marital issues. The marriage has become more like the roommate situation. And, you know, I ask, what are the pain points? Well, the pain points are, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, it's everything. It's like, well, it's not everything. If it was everything, you wouldn't still be married. What are the pain points? Many people address the fact that they're not having sex in their marriage. And that has become a pain point in their life. And that's a big one. Some people may say that their pain point is no communication. They are unable to communicate. Some people's pain points is that they don't believe their spouse. Their spouse has created mistrust in them. And so they're in a trust issue point right now. But we can't just generalize. And we can't just avoid. We got to be specific. We got to be specific. Because the more specific we are with an issue, the more we can find solution. And, you know, to ask yourself, why is it not working? Are there some other things at play? So, you know, was there a situation that took place? Did somebody have a health condition that took place? Is somebody under a massive amount of stress? You know, did somebody have the loss of a loved one? Was there something that preempted the situation that has created more of a problem than solution? And can we begin to communicate about that? So when we go from the back to the front, we automatically move into solution. We have to have the open dialogue. And that's where a lot of this gets tricky, is that many of us don't have the open dialogue. And it's hard because, you know, sometimes it's hard to say how you feel. Sometimes you can feel scared or overwhelmed to say how you feel, and you're worried about how it's going to sound to the others involved. But eventually, at some point in time, you know, if said with love and compassion, you know, you can address things that you wouldn't be able to address otherwise. So said with love and compassion in a solution environment. Not in an antagonistic environment, not in an abusive environment, not in a name-calling environment, not in a toxic environment, none of that. Not in a malignant environment, none of that. Okay, that doesn't work. That's something that has to work internally and has to be changed internally, because that's not going to save or help or get you at all what you want in life. You've got to come from a solution environment based on love and compassion. And, you know, some people may, you know, take advantage of your love and compassion, and that in and of itself is definitely a red flag. But I think for the most part, in long-term relationships or in relationships that people have mutual respect, there's going to be this solution, this communication. And it's about learning and growing. All of these situations that we find ourselves in is about growing. It's to grow. It's to be more emotionally, more mentally, more thoughtfully evolved in life. And this is so critical, crucial to having solution in our life. And so when we find ourselves moving forward, we find ourselves on the front side, where all of a sudden that pain starts dissipating because we're able to focus our energy on what we need to be focusing on. You know, you could be focusing on a problem at work that happened a month ago that still hasn't been straightened out, and you're too busy focusing on that you end up, like, you know, falling, getting hurt on the job, you end up getting in an accident. Maybe you're not focusing on, like, you have something that you really love to do. Maybe you like to create artwork, and instead of creating artwork, you're focusing solely on this negative situation. You miss an art show that you were invited to because you didn't check your email, you didn't look at it, or your heart wasn't in it, so you just haven't been participating in the things you want to participate in. And this is something very important. You might not be hanging out with friends and family because of your stress. Because of this perspective, because of focusing on something that's so super negative or so out of your control that you just can't. See, this is the thing. This is what we have to address, because if we're focusing on things that we can't control, or we're focusing on the problem without the solution, we're not going anywhere. We're basically treading water. And in the process of treading water, we are losing ourselves. And that is something that you have to get right, I have to get right, everybody's got to get right, because when you start to lose yourself, you start to lose your edge. That energy that you have that is for the good, unfortunately, begins to work against you. And I know that many of you might be in situations right now that you're saying, God, Ashley, this is so true. I've been super focusing on the situation, and it's just really just depleting and taking away a lot of things in my life. And we need to start figuring out, how do we really refocus? And so in the last few minutes of the show, I want to talk about that, because sometimes we're bird dogging on something so much that it's so hard to refocus. It stresses us out. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But we have to be able to see our value, to be able to tell ourselves the things that we need to let go of in the process to eventually find solution. And we'll address that. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about energy direction. Where is your energy going? Where is it going? And that's something to really, really ask yourself, especially right now after you've been listening to this show, if it's on the radio or it's on the podcast. This is the now. Where am I dedicating my energy to? I know that many of you are going through a divorce. Many of you are going through custody battles, various different things, maybe going through a breakup, maybe just going through a job issue where you don't want to leave your job, but you're having some issues at work, all these things going on, and they can really play havoc on your brain. And it can really be in a negative way because you can't seem to refocus that energy to give yourself that ability to refocus. And this is so, so valuable and so important. So asking yourself, where are you focusing that energy? And is there a way to refocus that energy? Is there a way to begin to refocus that energy? And like I was saying before the break, the solution, you know, looking for a solution. What is the solution? Really understanding the problem, identifying the problem, identifying if you're blaming, looking at making the generalities, looking if you're avoiding the issue. Sometimes it can be pure avoidance. We might want to take care of something, but we're avoiding it, and so it just keeps perpetuating instead of having that conversation that we need to have to at least get the issues out and be able to communicate. All these things are very powerful and very important. And so, at this point, thinking about that, if you're going through a situation right now, you're sitting at work, whatever you're doing, we need to find some ways of getting that energy out in a positive way, whether that's working out, whether it's focusing on something that you love or focusing on a hobby and focusing on the relationships that you do have really good, solid involvement. It's about putting that energy where it needs to be put. And that is what is so important, is that we have to realize, what is it that I need to be focusing on, and how do I focus on it? And so if you catch yourself drifting back into the argument that you have with your spouse last week that you just can't get over, you know, begin to ask yourself, what was the argument about? What is the solution? Is there a solution? What can I do to create solution? I can do maybe X, Y, Z. Okay, let's put that into practice. And if that doesn't work, and we need somebody else to step up to the plate, we need to have that conversation. And then we need to be able to say, okay, I'm going to put this over here right now because this, I've done as much as I can on this situation. I've done everything I can. It's like being at the door of someone's house, and you're knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking, and then you find out that that person's out of town and they'll be back in 2 days. Do we keep on knocking, or do we come back 2 days later? Okay, and I think that many of us find ourselves, we keep knocking, our knuckles are bleeding. And I know it's hard in the beginning, because in the very beginning it's really tough, but once you start doing it more and more and more and refocusing that energy more and more and more, we begin to really see ourselves for where we need to be at. And that problem begins to get a little bit smaller. The issue begins a little bit, we're not avoidant, but all of a sudden it's not bigger than life. It's not taking over our entire mind share. We're not completely buried in the issue. We're actually able to see the solution. And that's what I want us to think about. We're able to see solution. We're able to go through that, have solution. And that's where I want us to be. That's where I want us to be. That's where I want us to be acting from. That's what I want us to be living from. And that's where I want us to be at, in the solution format, based on that situation. And that is extremely, extremely powerful, and something that I think that we can really, really garnish a lot from, but also change our entire direction that way. So start looking at what you're spending your time focused on. And if you're having this pain and suffering and you're not getting a solution, we need to begin to find the solution, figure out our solution, figure out what we can do. If other people are needing their involvement, we have to allow them to do it too, bringing it up to them and letting them know that we're waiting on them to contribute. And then while we're waiting on that to happen, being able to step back and say, okay, I've done everything I can. Is there anything else that I can do? If there is, let's do it. If there's not, then we sit back and wait. And in the waiting process, I'm going to refocus my energy over here. I'm going to take that energy that I'm focusing so hard for this to get solution, and I'm going to put this over here. Maybe I'm going to put that in a painting I'm going to work on. Maybe I'm going to put that on my work, you know, at my work at the office. Maybe I'm really going to refocus my energy there. Maybe I'm going to really refocus that energy on my child and really spend some time. Maybe I'm going to really, really focus that energy on this relationship. Maybe I'm going to really focus that internally and really start working on myself and my spirituality to really understand myself. And these are valuable, valuable things to do. And this is a real solution for any time that that energy is being used in the improper way. Because when it's being used improperly, it's like you're burning it. It doesn't come back. It's just stress and anxiety. You're feeling beaten, worn down, drained, and we don't want to feel like that. So let's feel good. Let's feel confident. Let's build security, inner security, and we can make this work. Thanks for tuning in. Live Your True Life Perspectives. Check out the YouTube channel, Ashley Burgess, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time. Free shakes.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.